With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Bob Shakoches is the young short story writer who won the American Book Award in 1985. His latest collection of stories is The Next New World.
The book's dedicated to two of my best friends who died in the past year, and The Next New World is, in a way, in the stories and in the way I think about the book, a metaphor for death. But it's not an unhappy book.
None of the stories in Bob Shakoches' book is alike in theme or approach.
I've had some anxiety about that. People would either say, my God, look at the range, the diversity. Isn't that marvelous that he can do so many things? He's sort of like a Robin Williams. Or they would say, geez, there's no consistency here. Who is this guy?
One of the stories is about the lost bones of some Confederate dead. Another about the sexual reawakening of two elderly sisters. Another about an act of cannibalism. Bob Shakoches says that, for the most part, his stories reflect his personal observations, such as the one about a reunion of a troubled family in Philadelphia.
The only thing really made up in that story is the setting. The setting was really St. Louis.
Of Lithuanian descent, Bob Shakoches was born in Pennsylvania, raised in Virginia, and is currently living in Tallahassee, Florida, where he's working on his first novel.
There's a pressure in the air that you're not a grown-up writer until you write that novel. And, of course, that's ridiculous, but I understand it.
Bob Shakoches writes a column about dining in for GQ. His stories and articles appear in Harper's, Playboy, and other magazines. His latest short story collection, The Next New World, is a Penguin paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The short story writer Bob Shakoches has a lucky piece. It's a little pre-Columbian figurine he found at a dig on a Caribbean island. When he gave it to a friend, Shakoches was a little worried he had given away his good luck.
The next month turned out to be the worst month of my life. We got snowed in the mountains of Utah, had to be rescued. Our dog died. Everything's been miserable since I gave that away, and I called the guy back up and said, you have to FedEx that little figurine back to me. And the day it arrived is the day that I got a good review in Time magazine, and my good luck started coming back to me.
The new collection of short stories by Bob Shakoches is called The Next New World. Shakoches, who won the American Book Award in 1985, recently finished a semester as a visiting writer at Wichita State University in Kansas.
Well, I liked Wichita.
What's it like? I haven't been there since I was two.
It's the biggest city in Kansas. It's the air capital of the world. It's the ritual murder capital of America. And
the what?
Ritual murder capital of America.
What's that?
They have more ritual murders. They're satanic cult murders than anywhere else. No, I'm serious.
Bob Shakoches is struggling on his first novel.
I feel like I've been living in a cave in the dark with a beast. I don't know what the beast looks like, and I have to get past the beast to get out of the cave, and I haven't any idea how to do that.
Bob Shakoches. His recent short story collection, The Next New World, is a Penguin paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.